This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government announces budget of 1.86 trillion rupees for upcoming fiscal year. Budget has prioritized development of agriculture, energy, infrastructure, information technology and tourism sectors. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda reiterates government's commitment to conclude remaining task of peace process and transitional justice. Task force formed to develop terms of reference of Parliamentary Proof Committee presents report to Prime Minister, and severe weather kills 23 people during Memorial Day holiday weekend in the United States. Now the news in detail. The government has announced the budget of 1.86 trillion rupees for the upcoming fiscal year 2024-25. Minister for Finance Basha Manpun unveiled the budget in a joint meeting of the Federal Parliament yesterday. As per the budget, 1.14 trillion rupees or 61% has been allocated towards current expenditure, while 352.35 billion rupees or 19% towards capital expenditure. Similarly, 367.28 billion rupees has been allocated for the fiscal management title. The size of the upcoming fiscal year's budget is 6.2% more than the current fiscal year's budget, while it is 21.56% more than the revised estimation of the current fiscal year's budget. In the total allocation, 408.87 billion rupees has been allocated for the fiscal transfer to the provinces and the local levels. The major sources of the budget estimation for the upcoming fiscal year include 1.26 trillion rupees from revenue collection and 52.33 billion rupees from the foreign aid and 217.67 billion rupees from foreign loan assistance. Likewise, 330 billion rupees would be collected from the internal loan. The budget has projected 6% economic growth rate in the upcoming fiscal year, while the government aims to limit inflation to 5.5%. The finance minister stated that the budget has given a special priority to the development of the agriculture, infrastructure, information technology, energy and tourism sectors. As the finance minister shared, the government would forward the Make in Nepal and Made in Nepal campaign with high priority. He added that the budget has also stressed economic empowerment and creating investment-friendly atmosphere. Likewise, the finance minister announced the period of 2024 to 2034 as an agriculture investment decade to increase agricultural production. The budget also focuses on implementing activities related to natural disaster reduction and management and making border security arrangements stronger. The budget has estimated that exports worth 3 trillion rupees will be made in the information technology sector in the next 10 years. Finance Minister Poon said the next year would be announced as the commencement year of the information technology sector, with the goal of generating 500,000 direct and 1 million indirect jobs in the sector. The government has announced to run Gandaki Economic Triangle project connecting Bharatpur, Pokhara and Butwal. The government targets to enhance the capacity of the national grid by increasing its capacity to 4,500 megawatts by upcoming fiscal year. Similarly, the government will legalize marijuana cultivation and consumption for medical purpose. The government further aims to invite 1.6 million foreign tourists in the country in the upcoming fiscal year. Likewise, the government pledges to enact favorable policies, complete country rating and eliminate dual taxation to promote an environment conducive for business in the country. The government has set 5 priorities of the budget and outlined 5 strategies for economic reforms in the upcoming fiscal year. As the budget announced, a high-level task force will be formed to provide submission to the government for structural reform of the country's economy. Meanwhile, earlier yesterday, the meeting of the Council of Ministers passed the budget of the government for the upcoming fiscal year. The task force formed to develop the terms of reference of the Parliamentary Probe Committee presented its report to Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday. This led to an end in the Parliament impasse. The task force formed under coordination of Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Padam Giri, yesterday submitted the report to the Prime Minister at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal thanked all the task force members, including the coordinator, to fulfilling their role efficiently. The task force has determined the committee's terms of reference for carrying out an investigation regarding crisis of cooperatives, laws related to it, institutional purpose, regulations of financial system, supervision and transparency. The committee will carry out a study and recommend measures to protect the savings of depositors of financial cooperative institutions that are in crisis and help return the saving to the depositors. The term of the office of the 7-member committee will be 3 months. The committee will mainly study 29 problematic cooperatives. The Republic Day was marked yesterday by organizing various programs across the country. Addressing a special function organized at the Army Pavilion in Tudikhel of Kathmandu on the occasion of Republic Day yesterday, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda said Republic was the result of collective political efforts launched to build a prosperous Nepal. The Prime Minister added that the stage of political revolution was over with the establishment of the Federal Democratic Republic. Prime Minister Dahal underlined the need for national cooperation and collaboration for the agenda of change. He added that the government was committed to taking the peace process to a logical conclusion, as well as concluding the remaining task of transitional justice. The special program was attended by President, Vice President, Chief Justice, Speaker, Chairman of the National Assembly, Deputy Prime Ministers, former Prime Ministers, Ministers and Chiefs of Diplomatic Missions in the country. President Ramchandra Podil has extended best wishes on the occasion of the 6th National Women's Rights Day. In a message today, President Podil stressed for equal, meaningful and respectful participation of women in political, social and judicial sectors. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The US has said it does not believe that Israel has launched a full-scale invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza. White House spokesperson John Kirby spoke hours after Israeli forces reached the center of the city and reportedly seized a strategically important hill overlooking the nearby border with Egypt. US President Joe Biden has previously said a full-scale invasion in Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of civilians are still thought to be sheltering, would cross a red line. Kirby was also questioned about an Israeli airstrike and a resulting fire that killed at least 45 Palestinians at a tented camp for displaced people on Sunday. Israel has said it believes the fire could have been caused by weapons stored in the vicinity by Hamas exploding. Severe weather have killed at least 23 people over the Memorial Day holiday weekend, injuring hundreds of others and leaving a path of destruction across a swathe of the U.S. According to the BBC, the onslaught of deadly tornadoes and thunderstorms compelled nearly 200,000 people across several American states to remain without power. Forecasters are continuing to warn of strong thunderstorms and flash flooding across northern and central parts of Texas. Meanwhile, southern areas of the state are sweltering under extreme heat, as is the south of Florida. The National Weather Service says the heat is gradually abating. Near record highs remain possible. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi province and at a few places of the hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high, hilly and mountainous regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Government announces budget of 1.86 trillion rupees for upcoming fiscal year. Budget has prioritized development of agriculture, energy, infrastructure, information technology and tourism sectors. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda reiterates government's commitment to conclude remaining task of peace process and transitional justice. Task force formed to develop terms of reference of Parliamentary Probe Committee presents report to Prime Minister, and severe weather kills 23 people during Memorial Day holiday weekend in the United States. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.